Well, good afternoon, people. On today's episode, I've been deciding to talk about a few things that's happening recently. Now, I don't know if anyone, again, has seen these videos that I keep telling people about. And I haven't seen anyone repost them. I don't know if they took them down. But if y'all are looking around and paying attention, do y'all see this level of store closures? All this stuff is closing down. You know, all of these things are going out of business. And I think it's so weird because no one's seeing the truth. I told y'all, this is truly the end of an era. And I kept telling people, these are for the group of people I told y'all, who keep doing petty, messy stuff. They don't know how to ascend. They don't know how to change and grow. Yes, y'all. When I say it's a problem, it's a problem. Okay, so let us begin. Now, the video that I saw, there was a group of teenagers or young adults or people. They all were robbing individuals when they were coming out of the grocery store. And if you think I'm kidding, just look it up. Okay, if you guys didn't see the video that was going viral last week about all the kids who was running wild through Chicago, it was crazy. They were destroying public property, doing this stuff, and everyone doesn't believe me when I spoke about the rage of the youth. And I think people really misunderstand it. I've heard plenty of older people tell me a lot of malarkey and horse shit, which, you know, really irritates me how the older generation sometimes can be so dismissive of something that they caused. And yes, older people, yes, you are a cause of the current generation, situation, the way they are behaving, the way they're acting. And to say you're not is insane. Every previous generation has some sort of accountability or responsibility when it comes to enlightening, educating, and raising the following generation. Everyone has that. Even if you don't have children, I say that because I don't have kids. And even I know that when I see younger people, yes, I try to tell them certain stuff because I realize they don't get it. You can be, how should I say, you could read enough books, you could educate yourself. But those things are not enough if you truly don't understand what's happening in the world. If you get wisdom, and also if you don't know how to apply wisdom, all of this stuff, you know, it consorts, it goes all together. Okay. So on this video, there was a girl, she was posting this. She was, she had cameras and she just was outside of stores and she was telling people, you know, watch this. And I thought it was like a prank video or something, but it wasn't. She sat in her car, she recorded people coming out of the grocery store out of nowhere. People would come up and just rob them at gunpoint. Steal their groceries, steal their stuff. And my first thought was, is it really getting to this right now? Is it really that bad that people aren't able to afford groceries? And what I mean by groceries, y'all, you don't have to have the most name brand, whatever, to be able to feed yourself. You literally could survive eating rice, beans, you know, getting you some high protein items. You know what I mean? And even I tell people, buy you some protein powder and mix it in with your oatmeal or your breakfast or your shake. That alone will keep you way healthier than you simply just keep buying food or wasting food that you don't eat. And I'm telling y'all, I do not buy food that I know I won't eat. That's most people's issue when it comes to the grocery. Now, I'll get to that a little bit later because I want to focus on this topic. So when I saw this, and this was very interesting, when I saw this, the lady was literally in shock in her car. I literally want to say maybe anytime you see these robberies, there was over 20 people out of nowhere, pull up, they all jump out, run up to the front of the store, steal, take people's stuff, and they were taking groceries at gunpoint. And in my mind, I'm like, why aren't they showing this on the news? I kept literally thinking to myself, all the videos I've ever seen go viral, I find it hard to believe that this video is not resurfacing more and more and more. And I told y'all, I end up seeing this video in the middle of the night because I told y'all most of the best stuff kind of circulates when you're kind of searching for something and looking, then you end up finding something. But yeah, I didn't see the video reposted as quick as I thought it would. And I'm mad because I wish I would have commented under it so I know I can go back and, you know, re-pull up the video again. But when I saw this, these people were doing this at Walmart. I saw them doing it at Publix. I saw them doing it this. And they went to, she went to at least maybe 3 or 4 grocery stores, but it all was the same thing. She was showing people like, look how bad it's getting. And I remember thinking the only time I saw people steal stuff like that randomly was in California. Okay, y'all remember when California was first going down and the homeless population was out of control during all them years and they had the beach pack. And mind you, I've never even visited California because one, I'm not gonna lie, I used to always think California was kind of creepy. And then two, I used to always think to myself, who would pay this much money just to live here? Like, it's not that deep. You could literally live anywhere else and it's affordable. So I didn't understand why out of all places, that in particular, and it's right by an ocean of water. Okay. And if you don't understand this, the best thing about being away from an ocean of water is that you're always going to be safe. A lot of people don't understand when you live on border, in border cities or border states where it borders the oceans, when there is a severe flood, and I'm telling you, I've seen it every time, it covers everything. The storms are absolutely outrageous. And I used to always tell people, this is not what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to move far away from the edge of the water and be more so in the country. So at least if you want to go to the beach, see, I'm the type of person, I'd rather travel to the beach, not live right by it. So that way I can travel, you know, enjoy the scenery, thank God for the oceans, you know, the sea creatures, everything that's there, and drive myself back home. That's how it was too, because I lived in Florida, but I lived at the very top. I live nowhere near like the main, you know, the main ocean, the main water that you usually see. I live at the very top, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm glad that I did, because even when it stormed there, when I lived there a couple for the past couple years, it was the same thing. You know, we got rain, you got a little wind, you got a little speed of that, but overall, like, where you live at is still livable. They can fix the damage or whatever happened, you know, within like a week. Versus when you see these major storms happen by people who live right there on that coast, you can't recover from that. Like, everybody, like, you literally, most of those places never recover. Even now, I think they were talking about, let me see, I think about the stuff that happened in Haiti. That's a perfect example. They had a storm after storm after storm after storm. And do you see what happened there? Nothing. It never recovered. And it's so damaged and so bad that there's no way it's livable there. And people still aren't talking about how bad it is there in that country. It's so unlivable. I think they said they only have one ambulance for the entire country that is. And what's so sad is, if you don't know this, y'all know the Dominican Republic and Haiti share the same island. And what's crazy is, I told y'all, Dominican Republic has tourism deals. Haiti doesn't. And I remember thinking, like, man, that's insane to have a split down an island like that. And I'm telling y'all, the difference is insane. Okay, now let me continue with this. After I kept witnessing all these outrageous levels of thievery, okay? Now I want to tell y'all, am I surprised? No. Because I'm telling y'all, I done seen rich people scam. I've seen poor people scam, middle class, it doesn't matter. I've seen all levels of all socialism, classes, whatever you want to call it. I've seen all places of all people scam. And I think it's so crazy that the time period we living in now, it's 10 times worse. And I'm thinking, I'm telling y'all, no, I'm not going to lie. No, I never thought I would see people rob you when you come straight out the grocery store. Like, y'all, this was in broad daylight. This was not at night. And it's no, this was broad daylight when a person came up. These people came up, walked up on these people and stole their stuff. So when I'm seeing all this, I'm thinking, man, if they're willing to steal that much stuff, if they're willing to do this in broad daylight, that I want y'all to know. And I say that because in broad daylight, you can see everything. People can't confuse you. You can't say I'm this person and you're not. This is the very definition. And y'all don't get mad to say this, but it's true. This is the very definition of desperate. When people get to that desperation of what it's like or what they think it is, they'll do anything. You know, they don't care what it takes, they'll do anything. And I'm not kidding y'all when I tell y'all, yes, this is pretty insane. Another thing I want to say too, if you haven't got to the point of where you're thinking about sustainable living, I'm telling you, y'all need to consider doing that sooner than later. Like, sooner than later. I've even tried so hard to try to explain to a lot of people that you would do way better if you work together. But I'm realizing, here is the issue that I'm learning about working together. Most people, and I'm being so 100% honest with this, y'all. Most people, their mindset is not at that level yet. That's what I'm really realizing. Like, I'll say this. I've grown so much as a person that I'm telling y'all, there are people I can no longer be friends with, entertain nothing. I don't want to be cool with you. And it's not even personal. I can just see it. They're not there. But in their mind, they think we're on the same level. I'm like, girl, no, we're not. I'm surpass you. And it's not even personal. Or even some men. I even have to tell some people, I'm like, no, honey, it's not that. I'm like, y'all are really dumb. Like, and I don't think they get what I mean when I say y'all are really dumb. I'm like, yes, you are. I said, okay, I want you to understand, you have to look at it this way. You cannot work with people that are not at the same level as you mentally, emotionally, except I'm going to tell you why. Because they'll be the main person to bring down what everyone else has built up, because they don't want to do the work it takes on yourself personally, emotionally, to get to that place. So if they're lazy with themselves, with their own self, imagine what they're going to be. And I'm being honest, if they are lazy with their self, imagine what they're going to be with other people's lives, with more things on their hands, on their place, with more responsibility. They're not going to care about that either, right? So imagine, like, and I want y'all to notice, because I met someone and I knew that I could no longer be cool with them anymore, because I realized they think that they've been through more than me. And I said, I don't think you get it. I said, in this life, you don't realize that it's not necessarily about who's been through more. It's about if you learn your lesson. And I said, what you don't get is you continuously go through hardships over and over again. I said, because you don't want to learn your lesson. I said, other hardships are forced on people who did nothing. I said, so for example, innocent people who learned their lesson, yeah, if they don't like you, people will proposition or try to put you in situations to do the same thing over, because they're mad that you learned the lesson quicker than they did. And when they see you progressing that fast and you get it, it pisses them off, because it probably took them to get to 40 or 50 to understand that shit. You see what I mean? So I said, when you see people do that, don't be shocked. So that's why one woman I met, she got very upset. She's younger than me and she swears she's been through more. I said, no, you haven't. I said, you are literally still in the same place you were 5 years ago. And I said, you're doing the same things that you were doing. I said, you never grew. That's why you don't get it. I told her, that's why you keep deprogressing, because you just don't want to have the discipline to move forward. And you'll say, oh, is this? Oh, is that? I'm like, no, it's not. I said, you literally, so I gave her a perfect example. I said, you say you want to grow, you want to change, you want to be this, you want to do that. But I told her, you're only doing it for superficial reasons. You don't realize that you cannot be superficial when it comes to life in that aspect. You have to understand what it means totally. And I said, you don't. You're just spoiled. I said, that's a person who doesn't get it. I said, you don't get it because you've never learned the lesson yourself. I said, somebody just handed you something. You understand what I mean? And then told you, you do A, B, C. But I said, you don't really get the backbone of who worked for it that gave you that. And I said, because you have that mindset of making something that you have to be responsible and accountable for superficial, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if you let something like that fall. I was being honest. And when you try to, you know, explain stuff like this to people, y'all will be amazed about how upset they get when you're right. And it's just like, I don't get why that's taken personal. This is not a personal thing. I said, it's just the reality of it. So I'm gonna give you another example. I had a family member of mine and we used to be cool, but no, we're not cool no more, because I realized they're too childish and they're very unaccountable for a lot of stuff. They won't even just say, I did this, I'm sorry, and move forward. They don't even want to acknowledge of what they did. And I had to learn, okay, this is not gonna work. So one day, I was talking to this person. I said, you know, you need to start preparing, because I said, you see the way the world's going. So I said, you know, you need to start getting canned goods. I said, you need to start getting first aid stuff. I said, you really need to start taking this more seriously, because I said, I don't think you realize, you know, like where the world's coming to. Right now, mind you, this is one of my family members. And I kept thinking to myself, like, you know, it's going to be better if we stick together than we separate. But of course, this person was so obsessed with beating me, or I guess like wanting a win or something, that I realized that, okay, you're stupid if you're going to let jealousy clout your judgment. I said, let me explain something to you. Your jealousy is not going to stop my life. I don't care that you're jealous. That's not my problem. That's something that you have going on within yourself internally. That has nothing to do with me. And I said, then another thing is, I said, I want you to realize this. If you're jealous of me, your own sibling, I said, imagine what you're going to do when you encounter someone else. You're going to make your life so difficult because I said, look at what you were willing to do to me out of jealousy. So I said, how could you fit into amongst any group? And I said, you don't realize this, but at some point, yes, you're going to have to work with someone. Some people just be mad because I really can handle myself by myself. And they'll try to say, oh, you, et cetera, this. And I said, no, I'm not kidding when I say, I wouldn't say I wouldn't need someone, but I said, I don't. I don't know a better way to say that. It's like, I know I don't need someone, but I wouldn't mind having someone. That's the best way to say it. And I said, what I mean by that is, yes, people don't realize how important it is to be self-sufficient. I'm going to give y'all an example of this. I've met people who are cult members, extremists. They're very crazy. They're obsessed. They want me to be in a little crazy cult-like group. Let me tell you something on why I would never join you or join a cult. Okay, I'm going to explain this. I'm going to break it down. It's so simple. Every person I've ever met that's in these cult-like activities, their problem is they all think that they're smart. No, y'all are not. I'm going to tell you why I say that. And it really pisses me off that if they've been doing this shit for years and they still can't see the problem that they're having within their groups that I see from afar, right? I see this shit from afar and it's obvious. I said, your problem is, I said, you think y'all are stronger because you're in a group. But the truth is, everyone in your group is weak. So you actually have a total of a weak group. You see what I'm saying? So because you have a weak group in numbers, I said, you don't realize that one strong person can outbeat an entire group of weak people. And because I understand that and see that, that's another reason why I would never be a part of a fucking cult. Because you've been at this for what, decades? And you telling me you still don't get it? You are better off dealing with individual lone wolves who can literally be self-sufficient, deal with yourself. Those people would be stronger in numbers than you ever would be dealing with a group of weak people. I'm not being mean saying that. That's facts. And I've seen that so many times to the point where I'm like, y'all need to learn. You need to build up weaknesses in every person in your group in order for them to be strong. But see, they're not going to do that because the weak people have accepted lower standards, less accountability. They're comfortable in that. You see what I'm saying? And that's the problem when you have yet to build up discipline in weak ass people. They don't want to do it and they're telling you that they never will. That's why they accept lowliness. You see what I'm saying? That's why they would never rise to the occasion or the standard of being better because they're comfortable in that weak shit. And see, you can't do that amongst people like I, who understand that. See, we know the importance of making yourself better, building yourself to be stronger. It doesn't matter how difficult it is, because by the time you understand the difficulty, you already surpassed it and you don't care. That's why you keep going. That's why I don't deal with, like I'm gonna say it again, a group of weak people, okay? It's not personal. It's just that I see that. That's a problem. And you see, I'm not going to allow weak people to be surrounded and be okay being like that, because it's going to take a group of people that are self-sufficient and strong enough mentally and emotionally to get past stupid shit so you can just get done and go to the next part. And I'm realizing in the generation of time period we're living in, there is so few of us. Like, it's so few that I'm telling you, they know how few it is. Y'all see how few it is. Yes, y'all. It's that little bit of people. And if you think I'm kidding, remember again how easily people give up. I meet so many people who literally will quit their job and be like, oh, this is happening. And I said, well, I don't care what's happening. I'm not leaving and giving up on something just because people want to act crazy. That's your problem. That's how I really look at it. That's your problem. I'm not going to disconvenience myself because other people want to act crazy. That's not my issue. You see what I'm saying? Other people are responsible for their own emotions. They're responsible for their own issues. That's it. And I'm going to keep going. And I'm not kidding when I say this again. Y'all do not realize how much of a problem is going to be in the future, okay? So check me out on this, right? My sibling told me this. And when they told me this, I could not stand being around them because I realized they were so comfortable and so dependent on my work ethic that I realized they had never even built it up for themselves. That's why they can't do anything alone. That's why they always have to either have a boyfriend, a family member, or something. And I used to look at my sibling and be like, you're going to learn how to stop being like this. Because I said, you don't get how bad people switch up. And y'all, even when I told my sibling how bad people switch up, I said, okay, just wait until you realize that you can't depend on some random dude that you met or you think like. I said, no, you're going to understand what's more important. And I said, I don't care if you dislike me. You're going to realize the importance of what you should have did was stick together. What you should have did was grow. Right? Because it's something that people, I'm realizing they don't understand. You can't avoid it. Okay? It's one of those things that's going to happen no matter what. You're going to be pushed into the direction to grow. Okay? And guess what happens if you choose not to? You're just going to get left behind. And they don't believe it. They'll be left behind emotionally, mentally. And by the time they turn around and realize it, they're going to be like, what just happened? And they're going to make all these excuses when the truth is you had so much time to just grow. Okay, so this is what she said. So my sister going to tell me, right after I told them they should prepare, I said, you need to start getting canned goods, you know, first aid kit stuff, because I said, you see that all this stuff is going out of stock, all these stores. And I said, what you don't realize is what that means is there's going to be less availability to get what you need in multiple places. See, and that what people don't realize in America is such a luxury we have. See, other places and countries, they're already used to walking miles to get water. Oh, America not used to that. They, y'all think I'm lying? Most of them wouldn't even walk a mile to the grocery store. I'm not kidding. I've seen it. Most of them wouldn't even walk a mile to the grocery store. I have. I told y'all, this is why I kept telling people. That's why I walk 3 miles a day. See, they don't get it. They don't see what's happening. They don't get it. And I told somebody this. I said, what you gonna do when, I said, gas starts getting so outrageously high? Or I told her, worse, it's not gas. It's not gas in your city for a week. Or gas in your, what you gonna do? Y'all should hear some of the people I meet, excuse me, and some of the stuff they say. And I'm like, no, y'all, you have to really start thinking. And I said, you must think clear. I said, a lot of y'all don't think. I said, no, their answer is their parents. I said, no, y'all don't get it. Why would your parents go give you gas money if they're paying the bills in their house that you can't even afford to pay? They're not going to give up their jobs just so you can go to work. I'm being very honest. So I said, especially if you're dealing with a family where you're all working together, so you got to be realistic here. You see what I'm saying? You got to be realistic here. Yeah, they're not going to do that. Okay, so y'all, here's the next thing, right? I told my sibling this. They looked me right in the face and said, well, I'm not doing that because I know that you're going to be prepared. I'm dead. I said, I just gave them the most blunt look, I promise y'all, that I could ever give somebody of. You are so stupid. You think that you're going to rely on me because I'm prepared and you're not? Why would I share my preparedness with you? I had to look at my sibling so crazy. I said, that's your problem. I said, there it is again. I said, you think that because we're related, it's okay for you to just have and that's it. And I said, you put no work in on this. You didn't stock up. You didn't grow plants like that. She didn't do nothing. But I promise y'all, when the time comes and she's, I promise you, my sister Lily gonna try to act like I'm gonna be the person supposed to do this. No, I said it so many times that you must prepare. I said this maybe when I first started my podcast. I remember when I first was telling women that y'all go ahead and get all y'all supplies. I said, get you makeup, get your body stuff, right? I was telling y'all to stock up on deodorant, toothpaste. Remember I said that? I was saying that for literally like the first year that I started my podcast. I did nothing but preparedness stuff because I kept telling people, I don't think you realize like how bad it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I say, if I'm telling y'all that people are robbing folks at the grocery stores, people are rampant, just stealing stuff. They can't afford groceries anymore. If I'm being honest, most people can't, right? They're not even being able to afford like, what should you say? Like fresh food and stuff. And I said, what you think they're going to steal first? People's first priority will be they're going to steal food. Right? It's true. They're going to steal food. They're going to steal water. They're going to steal those things they need to eat first. Right? You know, basic necessities. I say like underwear, socks, you know, things like that. You're going to see people steal that first. Now, if they have children, of course, they're going to steal the stuff for the babies, the baby food. Remember when the formula was out of stock and people was driving to Mexico? I was just thinking, Right? I'm giving y'all a great example of this, right? So I'm thinking, okay, if people aren't seeing this, or excuse me, if they're seeing this now, what are they going to do next if they don't prepare? I'm like, do they think something from the sky will fall, fruits and vegetables and this? I said, y'all don't realize this. That's the good thing about rain. That's the one thing we probably do get. I'm telling you, and people don't, they think I'm kidding. Y'all, you do realize that it's illegal for us to catch rainwater. Y'all don't think that's crazy as hell? Out of everything that they could ever make illegal in America, not gun violence, not illegal for, you know, people to not sleep with children. They made collecting rainwater illegal before they even made age requirement of when you're able to consent to sex. Just remember that this is the country we living in, okay? Yeah, that's America for you. I want y'all to really hear that, because a lot of people, I feel like, do not understand the complexity of it. The gap between it, they don't get it. So their mindset is always like, oh, I don't know why this is the way this is, or I don't understand this. And I'm going to say this again, for those of you who prepare like me, who understand, please don't start feeling empathy for these people who don't prepare. That's their business. And trust me when I say yes, that's going to be their own fault. Okay, they around here looking stuck on stupid, like they don't see the world slowly running out of food and water and this, and they're not even trying to learn how to grow a plant. Okay, I'm being honest with y'all. They don't even care. And I'm serious. They don't even care if they have enough, resources in order to, like, supply themselves. And I'm thinking, nah, y'all better start thinking quicker. You better start thinking better than that. Yes, and I'm going to say it again. Yes, y'all, a lot of them don't. Okay? Nope, they don't want to listen. Nope, they not trying to hear that. And I'm not kidding when I tell y'all, no. I'm going to say it again. No. You have to prepare. Do not overlook this time period that we're in now, especially when we're coming in the spring. I told y'all, when we come in spring, that's the one time that we get free rain, free water. Okay, meaning your plants are going to get covered. All the stuff you need to grow is going to be able to grow because it's going to get water. So if this is the time that it's going to be able to get it, I'm telling you. And most people don't take heed to it until they realize you won't be able to have access to this stuff, you know, like the way you normally or usually would. So, yes, I wanted to share this message today, and I really hope this definitely helped a lot of people, and to tell y'all to, yes, please stay prepared. And remember, you either want truth or lies. Peace.